This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed. Dr. Sheely, are you blissed?
Yes.
It's great to hear your voice, Dr. Sheely. Is there anything that you'd like to share with us before we get into some of the topics of today, like the coronavirus and the quarantine and those kinds
go
of things?
Go for it.
Okay. Well, I was reading an article, and MiamiHerald.com, headlines, military preparing quarantine centers for coronavirus patients in U.S., Pentagon says. This was as of February 7th, just a couple days ago, 2020. And so the U.S. government is preparing these military bases to house quarantine patients, victims, people across the United States. So I thought I'd let y'all know where these are. There are a bunch of them. And I wonder what it's going to do to property values near you. Okay, so here they are, according to the Miami Herald. So the new quarantine centers are JB Pearl Harbor Hickam in Hawaii. It used to be called Hickam Field. So that's Pearl Harbor, Hawaii. Great Lakes Training Center Naval Base in Illinois. My father-in-law was there, Great Lakes Naval Base. Naval Air Station Joint Reserve Base in Texas, Dallas, Fort Worth. March Air Force Base near Los Angeles, California. Travis Air Force Base near San Francisco. Dobbins Air Force Base in near Atlanta, Georgia. Fort Hamilton, near JFK, New York. The Naval Base Kitsap in Washington, near Seattle. The Joint Base Anacostia, Washington, D.C. The Joint Base McGuire-Dix-Lakehurst in New Jersey. And that's where the Hindenburg blew up. Or was shot up, but it did catch on fire at Lakehurst Naval Station in New Jersey and Fort Custer Training Center in Michigan. So those are the latest military base quarantine centers, in addition to the Fort Carson in Colorado, Travis Air Force and a Marine Corps Air Station in Miramar, California, and Lackland Air Force Base in Texas. So that's where we are going to be housing people who have been exposed and identified as carriers of the coronavirus. Dr. Sheely, for us, with allegedly so few identified in the United States with the coronavirus, to have that many bases and that many installations for quarantine is huge. So that tells me, no matter what is being told on the media, that it's way, way bigger than anyone that is outside of those in the know.
Is there any data on how many people have been placed in each of those places?
Well, let's see. Give me a second. I believe I saw the... Okay. All right. Here's some more information. As of Friday... And this is from the Miami Herald. As of Friday, more than 31,400 people have been infected worldwide. 31,400. That's what they're saying. And they say that more than 630 have died. Well, the latest number I read this morning was over 800 have died. Let's see. Each base will be able to house up to 20 patients along with public health equipment.
I think almost 400 people coming back. So that explains the many different bases.
And from what I've read, and there are all kinds of articles about this, and it's really hard to figure out who's actually more right or closer to the truth than others. But what I've read in Wuhan, China, in that area, if you want to get a hazmat suit, you can't. They're out of them. If you want latex gloves, they're out of them. If you want face masks, they're out of them. Absolutely out. So that's what I've read. Do you have any other information that that you've learned?
No, I just see rumor, but nothing that can be quantified.
Okay. How about the cruise ships? There are four cruise ships right now that are under quarantine. And what's happened is they've identified some patients, and they will not let anyone off the cruise ships. So let me... I've never been on... Dr. Shuley, have you ever been on a cruise? I've never been on one.
Twice, and I despise it. I think it's the biggest waste of time in the world.
Okay. Well, then maybe you can chime in with some thoughts about this. So it seems that people have spent their money to travel to nowhere, go around and, you know, watch the ocean. And then when they're on the ocean, they go in a swimming pool that's on the ship. And they go to casinos that are on the ship. And they go to live shows, you know, theater, if you will. And they go to the bars. And it's all on the ship. So it's like a floating city. And it's all the while it's burning an enormous amount of fuel and dumping trash into the ocean and so forth as the cruise ship goes around and around and around. And what's happened is, or I believe, and I could be wrong, but I don't think so. So when the cruise is set to sail, and let's say it's going to be a week-long cruise, I believe that there is an over... allotment, if you will, of materials and water and food and napkins and toilet paper and, you know, everything. So they say, all right, we're going for a week, so let's get 15% more everything. Just in case, you know, in case we run into rough seas, so we'll have a little extra. Well, that would be 1.15x. So if they would need 1x, they'd have 1.15x in my logic here. Now, I haven't read this anywhere, and I can't prove it, and I don't know, but this seems logical to me. But when they take that cruise that was going to be 1 week, and they stretch it out for a month, and no one gets off for a month now.
They'll be using the swimming pools for toilet water.
Yeah, and they're gonna be using the other side of the toilet paper, too. So, I think this is a pretty serious thing. Now, I haven't been in a cabin on a cruise ship, but I've seen images of them, pictures of them, and they're not all that big, right? So they're not quite as big as those tiny rooms at the older Holiday Inns, right? They're small cabins, right? Small rooms? Okay. Well, what's happening is that the people who are on some of these cruise ships, these four, are not let out of their rooms. They get to stay in the room for a month. Now, I got to tell you, I think some people are going to go stark raving mad. Now, if they don't have 4X of, let's say, just one item, what would that be? Let's say coffee. If they don't have 4X coffee, and people are addicted to coffee, and I bet you that there's a great percentage of people who get on these cruises that love coffee. What happens to them And this is a medical question, Dr. Shuley. So what happens to them when the guy in the white uniform says, yeah, I know you wanted coffee, but we don't have any. And we're probably not going to have any for another 2 weeks. What happens to them, Dr. Shuley? Do they go ballistic? Do they become out of control? Do they become antagonistic? Are there personality changes when someone gets cut off from caffeine, like cold turkey?
Yeah, all the way up and all the way down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, as a medical doctor, what would you recommend for if you're facing no coffee? And you're locked into that room, and you're told, yeah, I know you want to get off, just like everybody else does. Now, you have a choice. You can jump out if you could jump out the window, but the window's not big enough. But if you ever get on deck, you can jump off, and you can swim, 150 miles to shore. what would you recommend people do to overcome?
I hope that they have a bunch of Earl Grey tea, because it has bergamot in it.
Mm-hmm.
Bergamot is my favorite herb in the world for mood and that kind of thing. It is remarkably good and better than caffeine and other things.
Okay, so that's Earl Grey tea. Right? And there are plenty of places where you can find Earl Grey. I believe that even the Chinese factory outlet has Earl Grey for a while. And that was another thing I wanted to talk with you about, Dr. Shuley. And this is extremely important. I read last night, and we talked about this for a couple of weeks now. We've been talking about the coronavirus, and I've mentioned right here on this broadcast, one of my concerns is that we get everything from China. And so the Chinese make parts for other full assembly. So, for example, if you buy something that's made in Japan, let's say it's a piece of electronic gear that's still made in Japan, which are probably not too many, but let's say you did. Parts of that electronic device as a whole probably come from China. And parts of it come from suppliers that are outside of China. And one of those suppliers would be South America. So South America has mines where they mine copper. And they send the copper to China. And then the Chinese turn that copper into foil sheets, wire. They extrude it into strands of wire. They make all kinds of wires. Stranded wire, solid wire, thin, thick, medium. Every kind of wire you can think of. And they put insulation on it. Well, there's a term in business I learned a very long time ago, in the 1970s. Maybe 1970 exactly. And that term is force majeure. Dr. Shuley, in your travels, have you heard the term force majeure? Did they ever talk about that in the medical industry? Force majeure?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, do you want to tell us what that means in the medical industry?
Well, it means a big, huge, a major force. It's something big. Going to happen. That's all I know.
Okay. All right. So in the contracts that I've agreed to for the Get Prepared Expos over the years, I would write into the contract with the venue. So the venue is the place where it's going to be. That big room in the convention center that we would rent for, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So in that contract, I said that I will honor my side of the contract unless there's a force majeure. And I'll tell you what that means when we come back.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Sheely's with us, and we're talking about the coronavirus and force majeure. And let me spell that for you, class. It's two words, force, F-O-R-C-E, and the second word is majeure, M-A-J-E-U-R-E. And force majeure means an overwhelming force, something so big, so powerful, unexpected, that in a contract, one or both parties can't fulfill the terms of the contract. So it could be something like you're going to buy something, and then some huge event, you're going to buy it on the first of the month, for example, and you all agree to it. You agree on the price, everything, the delivery, and then something happens that is so big that you cannot fulfill the contract. And if you have that condition in your contract, then you are out of the contract without penalty. So when I had the Get Prepared Expo, I would put in there the condition that should there be a force majeure, I do not have to fulfill the contract. Now, it's not a weasel clause. It's me stating that force majeure is huge. It's like an atomic bomb. Okay, an atomic bomb blows up an area, and Springfield, Missouri, for example, is impacted. Or the snow is so deep that you can't find the snow plows under the snow. They can't even get out to plow the roads. And if they can't plow the roads, that the guests can't come, and the exhibitors can't come, and the speakers can't come to the expo. That's a force majeure. Okay. Or flooding is so great that you can't get there without a boat. That is a force majeure. So what's happened because of the coronavirus in China in some areas is force majeure. That means that in this one particular case, actually there's two cases I'll tell you about, and these are devastating. Forget the, you know, the illness, forget the death. Just put that aside for a moment. Force majeure, because of the coronavirus, Chinese factories have shut down. And they have contracts to buy copper from South America. And they're saying, the Chinese buyers are saying, yeah, we want to buy it, but there's nothing we can do with it because the factories that we provide it to make those circuit boards and make those integrated circuits and make the wire and make the starters and the wiring harnesses for the automobiles and so forth, they're closed. So we can't use the copper to send them the copper material so that they can make the wire and the circuit boards and so forth because of force majeure. Now, what does that mean? That means that the parts industry is suffering, and the supply chain is, and that's something that we talked about for weeks now, that this will impact the supply chain. 2 weeks later now, we're just beginning to talk about it in the media, the supply chain. So think about this. Let's say, for example, you are an automobile manufacturer and your company's name is Hyundai or Kia, and your company is in South Korea and you make automobiles, but some of the parts come from China.
One of the major arguments not having anything manufactured in China under any circumstance.
Hyundai and Kia don't know if they can continue manufacturing cars right now. This is absolutely true, because some of the parts come from China. For about four decades, once in a while, I could be quoted as saying, we manufactured satellite communications equipment back in 1980 in California. And I would say, from time to time, you know, it takes about 1,000 parts to make a satellite receiver. And at any point in time, we would have 999 of them. And how important is it to have that last part? Well, let me explain it to you. And I'm speaking from experience. There were times that we had everything ready, but the four little rubber feet that went on the bottom of the chassis. You know, so it wouldn't scratch the table that you put it on. Or we'd have everything except the power cords. Or we'd have everything except for the set screw that locks the tuning knob on the front panel. It was like that. Or even the two staples that went in to staple the manual together. You know, the 16-page manual. We'd build them ourselves and staple them with two staples. If we didn't have the staples, we couldn't ship. We'll be right back.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump will campaign in Manchester, New Hampshire tonight, ahead of tomorrow's presidential primary, the first in the nation. Primary balloting. His first appearance in that state will be tonight at a rally. He lost New Hampshire to Hillary Clinton by 2,700 votes in 2016. Before the president heads to New Hampshire later today, he will unveil his spending blueprint, which reportedly includes big cuts to foreign aid and social safety net programs like food stamps and housing assistance and Medicaid, while it increases the budget for the military. The Korean drama Parasite, the big winner at the Academy Awards, taking home 4 Oscars, including Best Picture, and Best Director. Here's Bong Joon-ho accepting that award.
I'm ready to drink tonight. So.
And this is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Oh,
God,
you're
take my
when you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, we're talking with Dr. Norman Shuley, medical doctor, and his office is in Springfield, Missouri. And if you'd like to call the number for that office, 417-351-5221. And if you'd like to go to the website, that is normshealy.com, normshealy.com. The reason we're talking about the coronavirus and force majeure is to let you know how serious this is, and we'll get into what you need to do about it. I just want to underscore how serious this really is. Now, aside from just the symptoms of getting sick, is this force majeure, and it involves everything. Because of the 10 most active shipping ports in the world. China has seven of them. Seven of the most active. And I looked up spark plugs last night because we bought some spark plugs, and I like Bosch, B-O-S-C-H. They're German. At least the name is German. Or at least the name was German. And we ordered some new spark plugs. They came in, and it says made in China. Spark plugs. So what spark plugs are made in China? Well, Denso, NGK, Champion, Bosch, Autolite. Y'all remember those names, right? Those spark plugs are made in China now, or at least some of them, at least the ones I've seen. And so what I'm trying to say is if you want to just change the spark plugs in your car and you break one of them, they're going to come from China. Axles. If you have a Mercedes-Benz, or if you have a Kia, or if you have a Honda, or if you have a Lexus, or if you have pretty much any brand, whether it be domestic or foreign, and you need a boot that covers up the constant velocity joint on the front-wheel drive axle or the rear-wheel drive axle, and it fails because the rubber part's worn out and you need now a whole new axle, it's going to come from China. If you buy it at AutoZone, it's going to come from China, regardless of whether the car is a Mercedes or a Honda or a Kia or a Hyundai or a Ford or a Chevy or a Dodge. If you buy a bumper on the internet for your Dodge pickup truck made in 1989, the original one came from China. The new one comes from China. The only difference between the new one and the old one is the new one weighs 10% less, but still comes from China. I'm not making this up. What I'm trying to tell you very clearly is that we are dependent on the Chinese, and they can't buy the copper because they can't use the copper because the manufacturing is shut down. Copper's in everything electronic, everything. So you may think, yes.
The bottom line is we ought to put a 100% tariff on everything that is made out of this country anywhere and make it all made in this country. I'm being serious. We can't afford the stupidity of having things made thousands of miles out of the country.
You're absolutely right, Dr. Shuley, and we used to. We used to make everything in this country. We learned how to make it. We made it better with more ingenuity. As a matter of fact, that's how we won World War II. The Germans made really fine tanks, the Tiger and the Panzer tank, but we made a lot more of them faster. We made so many of them that we could take those lighter weight Sherman tanks, surround the Panzer tanks, and just keep plinking at it until it blew up. I mean, that's what we were really good at. We could make it. We had assembly lines that were second to none. You know, thank you, Henry Ford. That's what we did, and we were really good at it. But during the Clinton administration, we decided we don't need to make it here. We'll have them make it, and we'll just buy it from them, and we won't pay them very much. So we stopped manufacturing shirts. We stopped manufacturing pretty much everything. An example of that, Dr. Shuley, is I have some old scissors here at the house, and they say Brooklyn, New York. Now, who would think that there would be a factory in Brooklyn, New York that made scissors, right? That doesn't come. When you think of great scissors, you don't think of Brooklyn. When you think of shirts, you don't think of Brooklyn or New York City, the shirt factories that we had. We've given all that to the third world countries. We've given the manufacturing to Asia. And so I looked up hypodermic needles, Dr. Shuley. Hypodermic needles are made in China. And I'm not saying they're lousy. I'm just saying we don't make them. So now what are we going to do? So we want to, there are people who are going to jump on the vaccine bandwagon to get vaccinated. Well, where are we going to get the hypodermic needles for the vaccines? Now, I'm not going to get vaccinated. I mean, no matter what. I'm not going to do it. Lead first.
Not either.
Sense. Yeah.
Under any circumstance.
So the question I have for you, Dr. Shuley, is one of many questions. Are you aware of the supply chain disruptions that we're facing in the medical industry? I'm talking about tubing, plastic tubing, rubberized tubing, latex gloves, masks, serums, antibiotics,
everything,
supplements.
I've been saying this for the last 10 years minimum. I don't trust anything that comes out of China in the first place. And secondly, I think it's stupid beyond belief that we'd have anybody unemployed in this country when we should be making everything here.
And instead of training our people to make things here, we have destroyed our educational system, whereby we used to teach the trades like plumbing, heating, electrical, masonry, roofing, framing, you know, those kinds of trades, setting concrete forms to build basements. We don't teach that anymore at the high schools. We teach Microsoft Office. We teach Black History Month. Now, I'm not against blacks, but I am against Black History Month because I don't know of a Red History Month or a Yellow History Month or a White History Month. So if we're going to teach history, let's teach history. Let's not teach fluffy stuff. Let's not teach feel-good stuff. Let's teach the hard sciences. Let's teach the trades. Let's teach reading, writing, and arithmetic so we can put America back to work. That's what we need to do. We need to fire the superintendents. We need to fire the principals. We need to fire any teacher who does not subscribe to teaching reading, writing, arithmetic, the trades, and the hard sciences and history. That's what we need to do. And we need to do it.
All the way, Big Blue.
We need to do it 2 decades ago. Yeah. But we're not. So here's another force majeure. And it's just, this will show you how bad it is. Liquefied petroleum or liquefied natural gas. The Chinese have said, we can't take any more. We can't use it. That means, what's it used for? It's used for generating heat. It's used for moving equipment. It's used for forklifts. It's used for generating heat through combustion or burning of the gas. That's what it's used for. It's energy that was a gas that's compressed into a liquid that when it returns to gas, it can be used again for generating heat or providing explosions in internal combustion engines. Okay, that's what it's used for. But the Chinese have said, force majeure, we can't take any more of it. They can't use it because the factories are shutting down and are continuing to shut down. And the ports are shutting down. If you put all that together, it's telling you that China is slowly going, actually not even slowly, China is going out of business. And that means that if you have a starter for your car, or a computer for, well, let's just say a computer. There's like 100% certainty that if you have a computer in your car, and many cars have lots of computers. They actually have a bus that connects all the computers to the car, like wheel sensor computers, the one that tells you what the tire pressure is on your dashboard because, you know, we don't know how to check our tires anymore. So we have a dash display that tells us that our tires are low and need air because we don't know how to check them ourselves with a tire pressure gauge or the fuel gauge or the speedometer or the climate control or the lighting system or the engine control, you know, the fuel management system of the engine or the transmission control computers. They're all connected. And those computers, all, and I challenge anyone to tell me that this is not correct, all of them have Chinese components. Every computer in every current manufactured car has Chinese components. I challenge anybody to tell me that's not true. So because of that, the supply chain, the repair parts for your just for your car is going to be difficult to get. I turned over the keyboards of the computers in the studio. I bought them used. I bought 7 computers for $350, and I modified them to run the studio. And I just turned over all the keyboards. They say Dell on the top. They say made in China on the bottom. The monitors are made in China. The computers are made in China. The keyboards and mice are made in China. The wires are made in China. It's all Chinese. But it says Dell. Michael Dell. The broadcast that you're listening to, you could not listen to without China. From the origination, through the network switches at the telco, the telephone company, through the power generation, those computers that manage the power of the grid, the telephone lines, the microwave links, the fiber optics, all the network switches in between us and Minnesota at Genesis Communications, and all their computers and network equipment and then the satellite equipment going up to the satellite, and then the satellite equipment coming back down from the satellite to your infrastructure to get you to your cell towers or your landlines or however you're listening or your cell phone. It's all China. End to end to end. Chinese. That's why I'm so concerned about this, Dr. Shuley. And so, if you believe what I've said, then you ought to prepare. Dr. Shuley, have you been shopping in any stores and watch what people put in their carts? Have you gone to like a supermarket in the last couple of weeks and bought things and put them in your shopping cart and taken them home? And have you looked at what other people are doing in their shopping carts? Have you seen
that? I haven't been. I hardly ever go into a store.
Good for you.
I buy 90% of what I buy online.
Okay.
I don't see what the others are doing.
Okay. Well, let me share it with you then, what I've seen. So I try not to go out, and I bring an ultraviolet C light, and I sterilize the handle on the push cart. Now, it's not like I have to go out. I don't want to go out. I'm just topping off with some of the things that I think we should have just to replenish, because I'm planning on staying home, and so is the whole family. Well, as this gets worse. Well, here's what I've noticed. The people who are pushing the shopping carts, and I go to Aldi. I like Aldi. It's a top quality but yet discount supermarket. They don't have everything, but they've got 80% of what you'd want to have, for sure. And most of it's good. I wouldn't buy the meat there, but most of it's good. Well, I see and have seen the last couple of weeks people absolutely unconcerned. You don't see anybody with a large package of toilet paper. You don't see people buying cases of cans of food, that will store for a long time. Now, for example, beans. You can eat beans, pork and beans, or, vegetarian beans in a can cold. You don't have to eat them. You can have them cold. I didn't see anybody with a case of beans. I didn't see anybody with a case of corn or peas or a case of anything. Pasta sauce, even the toxic gluten pasta. I didn't see anybody buy more than one package of spaghetti noodles or more than one of anything. It was stunning to me how unknowledgeable the people are as to what's happening.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Last we talked about copper, we talked about liquefied natural gas, force majeure being used as the way of stopping the contracts from being enforced from the Chinese purchasers. We talked about vitamins. We've talked about supplements. We've talked about spark plugs. We've talked about what's made in China and the computers and the wire and the copper. I've been wanting to buy some fuel oil for the farm. So I've been pricing fuel oil. So a couple of weeks ago, I found out that the wholesale price a couple of weeks ago for fuel oil. Now, what is fuel oil? Well, it's called number two fuel oil. That is known as diesel. It's known as farm fuel. It's known as home heating oil. It's all the same. It's known by three different names. So if you fill up your home heating tank, you live on the East Coast, that would be called heating fuel or fuel oil burner fuel. If you drive a diesel truck, it's known as diesel. If you have a farm and you use that same fuel as heating oil and diesel on your farm, it's called fuel oil or farm fuel. Now, if you heat your house with it, it's dyed red. If you use it on the farm, it's dyed red. If you use it on your on-the-road vehicle, like a diesel car, diesel truck, it's dyed green. It's all the same. Just the dye indicates whether there's an additional set of taxes paid on it, the state tax and the federal tax. Dr. Shuda, that's absolutely true. So on your farm, your fuel is going to be red. On our farm, it's going to be red. And in our diesel truck, it's going to be green. And literally, the government dyes it because there's a state fuel tax on diesel, and there is a federal tax. It's roughly around 40 cents on average across the United States. So, and here's where I'm going with this. So the wholesale price of fuel about 2 weeks ago is about $1.97. Since the coronavirus and since the Chinese have stopped manufacturing, they're not driving as many vehicles, and diesel fuel is the fuel of choice for heavy equipment, whether it be bulldozers or caterpillar dozers or track hoes or back hoes or farm tractors or 18-wheelers or heavy-duty pickup trucks. They all use, the serious ones use diesel fuel. Well, because the Chinese aren't buying as much diesel fuel, or the same thing, fuel oil, whatever you want to call it, number two, fuel, they're not buying as much, so the price has fallen in 2 weeks to about $1.40. What I'm saying is it's fallen 25% in 2 weeks because the Chinese aren't buying as much of it. So now there's a glut, and it's going to continue to fall. What I'm trying to do is paint the picture so that you, in our class, can decide what to do for yourself. I don't want to tell you what to do. This broadcast is to empower you to be a leaderless group of groups, if you will. And each group might be your own household. So we're trying to teach you how to think, and that's what Dr. Shealy's doing as well. All of our instructors are trying to teach you how to think so that you can decipher what's actually happening. And I hope this put shed a little bit of light on how serious this problem is.
So one big question.
Yes.
You know, I'm pretty well prepared with food, but for toilet paper, I've only got about 4 months' supply. Mm-hmm. Did I get a year's supply or 2 years' supply?
All right, let me answer. And Dr. Shealy, if you'd like to ask me preparedness questions or class, if you'd like to call in, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933. If you'd like to ask me any of these questions, I will be glad to answer them. And to answer your question, Dr. Shealy, we hadn't bought toilet paper for 10 years. And I think, and because of that, we have absolute proof that the toilet paper, the sheets have become smaller.
Oh,
and
yes.
Yes, over the years. And if you, Class, if you want proof of that, if you have a house that was built, like in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and you look at the built-into-the-wall toilet paper unroller, you'll find you got plenty of slack on the left and right side because the rolls have gotten narrower. Like every couple of years, they shave off another 16th of an inch. So, Dr. Shealy, the answer is when we find toilet paper on sale, we buy the single ply because it's the best value and it, you know, it has less air in it, so it takes less space to store it. A year's supply is reasonable to me. Absolutely reasonable.
I'm with you all the way.
And so what did I pay for it? Last time I bought it was recently, within last month or so. $6.29 at Aldi for 12 rolls. So it's a little over 50 cents a roll. That's for the single-ply 1,000 sheet. But the 1,000 sheets aren't quite as big. They don't have the same surface area as the 1,000 sheets had 20 years ago. You know, it's gotten smaller, but it's still the best deal. Scott's, if you can get it at the Chinese factory outlet for around 50 cents a roll for the 1,000 sheet single-ply, that's a great way to go. Dr. Shealy, if you have more questions, I'll be glad to entertain them and try to answer them to the best of my ability when we come back. Do you think you have some?
Oh, I'm sure I will.
Okay, we can talk about anything preparedness. I'm ready. Class, if you'd like to call, 866-582-9933. We'll be right back with Dr. Norman Shealy.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.